Hallelujah. It's a joy to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. Sharing His word with His people. Can we just bow our heads and look to God in prayer this morning? Father, we thank you. We bless you this morning, oh God. We give everything into your hands, God. Father, what the enemy means for evil, my God will turn it for good. Father, for those who are watching this live today, even though we may not be physically here, but we pray in spirit, oh God, that every work of the enemy will be canceled today. Every work of the enemy will be nullified from our lives, oh God. I speak this word of freedom today over our church, oh God, over everyone who's watching this live. I pray, oh Father, that your work and your word will begin a new thing in people who are hearing, oh Father. As your word says, for those who have ears, let them hear, oh Father God. For those who have a mouth, let them testify today what the Lord has done and is going to do. Father, we give you glory. You take over, Father. You take over in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. It's a joy again to welcome you and to share God's word. Amen. While meditating on His word, I felt the weight of His presence, that God is about to do something new in your life today. The Lord is about to bring an enlargement in your life. As Auntie Sheila brought the word and said, the scepter will be broken. The rod that the enemy has been whacking you today, God is giving it to you to give him back and drive him out of the land that God has given it to you. Hallelujah. God has given you the authority today. As you are tuned in, I believe if you are tuned in today, this is your word today. This is the time and the season for you to arise. It is a time and a season for you to be enlarged in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Reading from Genesis chapter 26, verses 12, 18 and 25 onwards. It's about the life of Isaac and how God keeps His promise to Abraham that He will make him a descendant. He will give him a land that he will flourish. Amen. It is not just about prosperity in this world, but in your spirit today, I speak of prosperity in your in every angle of your life. Where the enemy is trying to put a barrier around it. Today I want to speak to you, church. The Lord is about to break every barrier as you are listening to this today. Amen. Reading from Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. Verse 18. Isaac's servant dug in the valley and discovered a well. So we know the story about how from the land where Abimelech sent out Isaac. We see in this, when Isaac was sent out, he was not sent out just as a normal man, because the enemy could see that he was becoming wealthy. The enemy could see that there was a big plan of God over this man called Isaac. So what I want to tell you today, the enemy is seeing how God wants to use you. The enemy is seeing the greater plan of God over your life. That's why he's trying to divert you. He's trying to take you out of the plan and the purpose of God. But as you hold on to God today, as Isaac did, he just went out of that land believing in the promise and the purpose of God over his life. Amen. And we see here that when Isaac left the place, when Abimelech sent him out, he didn't murmur. He didn't sit down and say, no, this is the place. But God had a purpose for him. When we read forward, we see they were ready to go into the comfort zone. But Isaac was ready to leave his comfort zone. Today I want to encourage you, church. Are you ready to leave your comfort zone for Jesus? Are you ready to leave your comfort zone today to say, where my God wants me to be, I will be there. I will plant and I will sow in the place where God wants me to sow. And you shall reap. When the Israelites wanted to go to Egypt, their eyes was turned on Egypt and said, we want to go there and settle. But God said, stop settling for small things and your comfort. For your comfort is not in the land. It is in my hand, says the Lord. Amen. When Isaac stayed in the place, there was so much of confusion happening around him, but he still believed in God. He still focused on God and said, I'm going to stay in the land. And God did make him prosperous. God did make him a testimony in the land that the enemy couldn't stand it. Amen. Today, wherever you are, God has placed you in that place to be a testimony. And I want to encourage you today. It's not easy. Amen. It's not easy to be in a place where God wants you to be. It's difficult. The walk is difficult. But I want to tell you today, the walk with Jesus is worth it. If you are placed in this church, if you are placed in this land, know for sure it's not going to be an easy walk. There is going to be a problem. There is going to be obstacles that is going to come your way. But God wants you to know it is worth walking with Him. Amen. When Isaac was sent out of that land, that he had everything. He had the comfort that he could enjoy, the wealth that he could enjoy. But he still, when he was sent out, he did not grumble. The Bible doesn't say he grumbled. He just went out knowing wherever he is, his God is before him. Today I'm speaking to somebody. You might be thinking, it's something that I made a choice to come here. That I made a decision to just do something for myself. But I want you to know that God is the one who's leading you. He is the one who goes before you. We see that as Isaac was going, he saw his father's wells in that place. He said in verse 18, it says, Isaac's servant dug in the valley was called Gerar, and discovered a well of fresh water. But the herders of Gerar quarreled with those of Isaac and said with him, in the well, Isaac. I want to tell you, as you walk through the path of your life, you might face a lot of people in the valley. That's what David was boldly able to say. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Every time a word valley comes, it's the lowest part of our lives. We think that is all. We think that is over. The life that we have, or the path that we are going, is over. I want to tell you today, that is your beginning. The valley that you are walking in today is the beginning to what God has for you over that mountain. Amen. The valley, because you walk through the valley, I want to tell you there's a God waiting on that mountain to receive you today. The people quarreled with Isaac and said, that belongs to us. Today, all that you possess, people might want to snatch it away. The enemy might want to snatch it away from you. But I want to tell you today, the Lord has a greater plan for you. The Lord has something that you and I never imagined. The meaning of Isaac, when Isaac named that place, he said, Isaac means a strive or move on. Today, are you striving for something? Today, are you saying, I'm at the edge of losing something? Give it up for Jesus, and He will give you the desires of your heart. If you want to hold on to something that you feel is good for you, that you feel is comfortable for you, God wants you to know today, get out of your comfort zone, for a greater purpose is ahead of your life. Amen. He walked from there. He said, I'm done with Isaac anymore. I'm not going to go back and quarrel or argue or work out the situation. No, no, no. When God says move out, he moved out in faith. He knew that it's no worth quarreling. It's no worth being there where God doesn't want you to be. So he moved out of that place. He dug another well, but they quarreled over that as well. And he called it Sitna. Amen. He called it Sitna, which means an opposition or moved on again. People will come against you. The enemy will come against you. As we sang that song, Waymaker, Why is a way maker? Because the enemy, if you don't have an obstacle in your life, if you do not have an opposition in your life, that's when you need a way maker. Without a sickness, you don't need a doctor. Right? The same way God wants you to know, when you are broken inside, when you don't have a way, He will make a way in the wilderness. He will make a way where there is no way for you. Because He is our way maker. He is our miracle worker. Amen. When all the doors are shut in your life, if you feel that you are living in Asaph, it is time that you move out. If you feel that you are sitting and quarreling with things, no, you don't quarrel with God. When you say, when God says move out, you move out in faith. If you are here today watching this live, that means God wants you to move on in life with Him. You are not meant to sit in your old problems. If Isaac had to just stay in that place, he would have had bigger problems than what he could have not even thought about. Because he believed that his God had a bigger purpose, that he moved out in faith. He moved out knowing that his God is ready to give him an enlargement, to give him a territory, the uncharted territory. Today you might be sitting alone in your room. You might be sitting with people who you cannot trust at times. You might face many obstacles. You're in the right place because your obstacle is going to be your testimony. Your test is going to be your testimony where you are going to see the hand of God work upon your life. The Israelites, even though they knew God gave them a deliverer because they kept asking God for a deliverer. When God brought Moses there, still people quarreled, still people grumbled. They had to go through obstacles. The path to Rehoboth is not easy. Jesus knew that. The path to save mankind was not easy, but He still came down for you. He still came down and took that cross and said, I'm going to fight this battle for my son. I'm going to fight this battle for my daughter. Jesus knew people are going to grumble. People are going to give Him oppositions. But He still did what the Father wanted Him to do. When the Israelites murmured and said, we would have rather stayed back in Egypt. Why did you bring us out to suffer in the wilderness? Things around us might be that we are suffering. Things around us might feel that there is no hope, that there is no way for us. I want to tell you today, there is a way maker. There is a God who is ready to hold your hand and to take you out to the promised land. Even though they saw God bring them out of Egypt, they still look back at the bondage they was in. Today, I see some of you are still back there saying, oh, I had this and I still feel like I'm in this. God wants you to move on. God wants you to know that there is a mighty purpose over your life. The purpose is to prosper you. The purpose is to give you a hope and a future. Sometimes we feel like we love to blame others. We love to blame God. Why am I in this situation? What wrong did I do? One thing, when God tells you to do something, if you do not do it in obedience, that's the big mistake that we all do, including me as well. God wants you to move in obedience, in faith, that He will walk you through that Red Sea, that He will walk you through the valley of shadow of death, and you will fear no evil. Every fear today, God is turning it into faith in your life. If you feel like your marriage is stuck today, I want to release a blessing that the Lord will open a way in the wilderness for your marriage. If you feel that you are barren, the Lord is not about just a child, but many who are barren in spirit, God will give you a breakthrough today in Jesus' name. There is a way for you. If the enemy can bring a problem, my God will bring a solution in your life. He's the one who is closer than the air that we breathe. Hallelujah. Even before you say, Lord, before you even utter your problem, He knows it. Even before you walk through that problem, He knows it. He knows what you're going to go through. And He knows where to take you. He knows that people are there to give you an opposition, to fight against you, to snatch away from you. But know one thing, the more they snatch, the more they will see you prosper. The more they will see you enlarge in the kingdom of God. Amen. The enemy thought by bringing COVID, the entire churches will be shut down. But look at what God's strategy is. Amen. He will start everywhere. He will start a church. You are the church today. You will face oppositions, but take heart and take courage, for the Lord is by your side. He is the warrior that he, his strategy is crazy, people of God. Amen. His ways are mysterious and marvelous at the same time. It was impossible for the people to believe that how are they going to cross that Red Sea? But the Lord did a marvelous thing there. He opened the sea to say, nothing is impossible. Amen. Today we might be thinking, that's my birthright. That is what I have to have. I will hold on to it. I will fight my opposition. Sometimes God wants you to let go and keep moving forward. Right? This is a word for somebody who's still holding on to things and you feel that is mine. I'm not going to give it up. You might have worked hard for it. But I want to tell you, when God moves you, He doesn't move you just because He wants to move you. There's a bigger purpose. When you sit down and you think, when you walk into your promised land, when you look back, you will see you would have never imagined that you have come this far. In my life, I felt that I couldn't move forward, that everything was stuck, everything was over. The Lord opened up a way where there was no way. And today when I look back, I don't see my Red Sea. I see there was a way for me. Because my way maker is before. Amen. My God of enlargement was before me. My Rehoboth was waiting for me. Amen. Rehoboth means a broad space that you and your territory, your family will enlarge in Jesus' name. Today our church is about to enlarge. I speak this prophetically over your families, over the church in Jesus' name, that there will be an enlargement in the kingdom of God. All we got to do is move in faith, knowing who fights our battle, knowing that He is the one who goes before me. Amen. We continue to read and we see that He moved from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land. Amen. Because he moved in faith. He knew it was not hard to leave Isaac, because that was Abraham's well. That as Isaac was walking, he thought, oh, my father dug that well. I'm going to just go and claim it. But sometimes, what is meant for you is meant for you. What is meant for others is for others. Amen. We cannot go and take what others have or what you think it belongs to you. It's what God thinks belongs to you is yours in Jesus' name. No one can snatch that away. Amen. No one can snatch that away. When God has sealed something for you, when God has sealed a land, a place, a life for you to live, He will make sure that you will prosper in that. That you will go to glorify His name wherever you are. It's not easy. Amen. People had oppositions. People had problems. But they still grumble. But Isaac believed. Today I want to encourage you to be an Isaac in the house of God. Believing that whatever God wants you to move in faith.
Wherever you are, believe that God has placed you there for a testimony. And your testimony, the time that God is investing in your life, is not going to go to waste. And it's so interesting. It doesn't stop with that. We read that when he moved after Rehoboth, interestingly, there was a beautiful other place. You know, when we settle in one place, God wants to see if you're settling for something very small. Some of us, we do that. We feel very comfortable. We just stay in a place that we feel it's okay. I like this place. It's nice and cozy. It's time not to be cozy. It's time to be on fire for God. It's time to move forward. It's time to wake up from your sleep and not be cozy in your bed. It's difficult to wake up to watch even a live service these days. Amen. We feel very cozy at home. It's going to be a challenge getting back to church. It's going to be a big time challenge for us to move back to church, to come here, to sit down in this time and worship freely. It's going to be a challenge. But I want to tell you, it's worth it. It's worth it. You know, the effort that the wisdom that God is giving our leaders, our churches, is beautiful. It's powerful to enlarge this territory. Amen. When the enemy wants to close 10 churches, God will open 10,000 churches. Because each member in the house, if they begin to be a church, I want to tell you today, the Lord will open a way for you. Amen. It's such a beautiful thing that we have house churches to connect and grow. The path is not easy, church. It's not an easy thing. When we begin to say, okay, let's open up with 25 people, there again the enemy brought in an obstacle. There again the enemy brought an opposition to say, no, I'm going to give you, lessen your time, lessen the people. He made it 10. But I want to tell you, the 10 people will enlarge soon. The church will enlarge. Amen. It was so beautiful when we had our leadership meeting. We discussed of how a non-believer received Jesus. Amen. People want to know who this God is that we still are holding on to. Amen. In this time that when so much is happening, why are these people still wanting to go to church? Still want a fellowship? The enemy is jealous about you and the church. Now, how is these people still doing it? That's God. Where there is no way, he will make a way for you. Hallelujah. Where there is no way, he will make a way. Today, if you feel, oh, your work is holding you back to come to church or to go to a fellowship, God is making a way for you. God is opening up a way in the wilderness. When your land is dry, get ready, there is a river that is going to flow in it. Oh, when you are hungry, get ready, heavens are going to open for the manna to come on your life. The Rhema word will feed you. Your dryness will be quenched. Your thirst will be quenched in Jesus' name. The path is not easy, but it's worth it. Amen. The path is not easy, but God's ways are higher than your ways. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Hallelujah. Jesus knew going to the cross was not easy, but he did it for you and me. He did it for the sake of the church. He did it for the sake of knowing that his kingdom on earth is going to enlarge. If Jesus can do it, if you have the Spirit of God today, I want to urge you, church, get ready. It's not easy. But the Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will give you the strength to fight. Amen. As we sang that song, Waymaker. Amen. He is our waymaker. He is our miracle worker. Even there, even though we don't see, things are possible with God. We feel that it's impossible. Sometimes it's impossible to please man. But with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. I feel this word is a word of prophecy over the church today. This word wants you to know, the living word wants you to know that you are not alone. You are not alone. We are in this together. We are in the big purpose and the big plan of God together. Amen. It is not about the numbers. God, Jesus did not come into this world for numbers. He came for followers. He did not come for fans. Today, God calls you to be His son and His daughter. If you are baptized, if you are in the house of God, you are called for a greater purpose. You are called to enlarge the family of God. You are called to be a wealthy person, to share your wealth with everybody. The wealth of your spirit. God is making many people who are dry in spirit to be enlarged in Jesus' name. Your life might be like in a pause, but get ready. The Lord is about to press the play button over your life. That you are going to move forward in life for His glory and His kingdom. Amen. The plan of the enemy will not prosper in Jesus' name. Whatever the enemy is being lying against you and your family, it might be a medical situation, it might be a financial situation, it might be a situation where you are done with life. God wants you to know it is not done yet. It is not done yet. Hallelujah. It is not done. The one who began a good work in your life is not done with you yet. If you woke up this morning, God wants you to know, church, He's not done with you yet. Hallelujah. You would have went through a bad week last week, but God is not done with you yet. The plan of God is greater than you ever imagined. The enemy thought that he can put a pause button in my life as well. I want to share the testimony. I've shared it before. When the enemy thought it's over, we can stop this guy from doing ministry by just removing his voice away, by not making him speak. Today, God has made me speak to millions of people. God has made me reach out to people through social media and encourage people through my testimony. Amen. When you feel that oppositions are against you, problems are against you, you have no hope in your life, He's the hope of all glory today. Jesus is your way maker. Jesus is your enlargement. Jesus is your inheritance. Amen. Isaac thought Abraham's wealth and property was his inheritance, but no. God was his inheritance. God was his enlargement. God was his focus. God was his way maker. God was his peace. God was his banner. Jehovah Nissi is your banner today. The place that the enemy wants you to bow in shame is the place where God wants to lift you up. The place where you feel low in your spirit, ask the Lord to encourage you in that place. Today I speak this word over your life and say, the Lord's hand is not short that He cannot reach out to you. He's not a deaf God that cannot hear you. He's not a dumb God that cannot speak into your situations. Are you ready to obey the Lord? Are you ready to go on your knees and say, Father, I need You to hold me? Even if you're watching this later after this recording, I want to encourage you today. The Lord is not done with you yet. You might be thinking, oh, my life is over. There is no hope for me. My life seems stuck. I'm in a dead situation. God wants you to know He did not die for you to live in a dead situation. God wants you to know that He did not come into this world just for you to be alone, sitting and crying and murmuring and grumbling about situations. He came into this world to give you a hope. He came into this world to give you a life in abundance. And that life is about to be used today. Amen. You might be thinking it's a small thing that I do for God. That's going to be rewarded. The things that you do in secret, the Lord is about to reward you today by making you known to the world of who God is in your life. Hallelujah. There was a place after Rehoboth. It's interesting. It was called Beersheba, where in the Bible it says, so beautiful, the Lord that night when Isaac moved to the other place after Rehoboth, He said, that night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. And I will bless you and increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Isaac built an altar there and called the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well. It took a time for him to go and find peace where God wants him to go. Amen. It's time that you build your altar for God. Isaac built an altar and called on God today. Today I want to encourage you. It's time that you build your altar where God places you. His presence will dwell in the midst of you. That's what His word says. He will come. He loves to dwell in the praises of His people. Are you ready to pitch a tent where God wants you to pitch today? Amen. If you feel that you're in the wrong place, get out of that place in Jesus' name. If you feel it's difficult that for you to get out of certain things that is holding on to you or you are holding on to, it's time that you let go and let God do the miracle for you. Amen. It can be anything. It can be anything. It can be the habits. It can be things that you desire. You feel cozy and comfortable. Walk with Jesus is not that easy, but it's worth it again. It's time that you build your altar and let the Lord dwell in your life. If you are ready, the Lord is ready to give you an enlargement. I want to speak this over the church today. That He is your way maker. Wherever you are, just believe and just raise your hand. If you are sitting with your family, just place your hand over your family and declare this word. Where you want us to go, God, there we will go. What you want us to let go, God, help us to let go. Father, we want to see your face. We want to know you more. Father, there's nothing in this world that can satisfy other than your will, Father. I sense in my spirit there's many things that is trying to hold you on from moving forward. And God is breaking that today. God is canceling the work of the enemy over your family. Sharabari kadunama. There is a peace that I see that God is moving in the church. There is a peace. There is an enlargement. Today, if you are a part of an house church, remember your members of the house church. Remember your leaders. God has placed them for a purpose. And there is a peace that passes all understanding. In your families, I speak the joy of the Lord over your life. The promise of the Lord never fails. It might be a delay, but it's not denial. It might feel like it's not going to happen, you're waiting for something and it's not going to happen soon. The Lord knows His time. The Lord knows when to bring what in your life. Every barrenness, we cancel the barren spirit in Jesus' name. Every spiritual barrenness, we command in the name of Jesus to get out in Jesus' name. From every church, every spirit that is barrening us, that is trying to press us down, in Jesus' name, we cancel it. Father, I speak your freedom over your people, over the church of God. I pray, let them enter into the promised land according to your will, O God. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Let's declare it today over our families and say, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. Let's declare it. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. Father, we worship you. You are Waymaker. Sing it out, church. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Let's declare it over our families and say, God, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Even when I don't see, even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't see that you're working, never stop, you never stop working, never stop. You never stop working. Sing. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't see that you're working, you never stop, you never stop working, you never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't, let's declare it today. Even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop, because you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We declare, oh God, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. You are our Father God. Some of you might be thinking, you had so much of expectation in the beginning of the year, and that it's, you haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen what God has promised yet. Things seem too far away from you. The Lord wants you to know, I'm still working. The Lord wants you to know, He is still working in ways that you and I cannot imagine. The year may not have started the way we anticipated, or how we thought it would be. God wants you to know that He's still working in your waiting. He wants you to know that His hand is upon your family. His provision for you. His healing for you is not going to stop. He's going to provide for you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to give you the desire of your heart. He's going to do what He has to do. Are you ready to do what He wants you to do? That's a question I would like to leave with you today. Are you ready to do what God wants you to do today? Believing that He is your way maker. He is the God who is ready to enlarge you. Amen. And I believe before this year ends that we will see an enlargement. That we will see the plan of God come over our lives and be fulfilled. Amen. In Jesus' name, I speak this word over your life and our church. Father, we thank You for all those who are watched this live. I believe, God, that Your word has pierced like a double-edged sword. That even though oppositions, even though troubles may come, we will take heart. We will take courage, for You are our way maker, Father. I surrender everyone who watched this live and who's going to watch it in the future. I pray, God, that Your hand will be over their life. For You are not alone, says the Lord. You are not alone. I am the one who goes before You. I am Baal Parasim, the God of breakthrough. I will go before You and make every crooked path straight. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless You, Father. Thank You, Jesus.